Here at the Sheikh Ajlin Sol wastewater treatment plant south of Gaza City, the only sound heard is that of wild birds. As the plant's biotowers and other machineries have stopped buzzing due to lack of funding for the plant's 1 mega power generator, the plant used to receive and to treat 75,000 cubic meters of wastewater, but now this quantity is being forcibly pumped into Gaza Sea. Maher Salim is director for sanitation and wastewater disposal at the Gaza City municipality. He says that over the past 10 months they have been trying to keep the plant running, but for now they are unable to operate it.
The biotowers were where bacteria was processed. In order to activate the bacteria, it has to remain in water, but now no water is being pumped into the towers. So as the rotary arms are no longer moving, the bacteria decays. In order to activate the bacteria and let it grow, we need to run the biotowers for 15 days continuously so that the bacteria remains active and begins to start absorbing the waste contained in the water.
Gaza City municipality has expressed concern over the current crisis, as its monthly income of about $1.4 million has dropped to almost half in the past couple of months. Abdulrahim Abul Kombos is head of the emergency committee across all Gaza Strip's municipalities.
The solid waste disposal vehicles have been affected. Water wells now run for a few hours due to lack of fuel to run generators. The internal waste treatment pumps across the neighborhoods are likely to stop buzzing and cause a flood of wastewater. The biggest challenge that we face is the pumping of wastewater into the Gaza Sea due to a lack of fuel power generators.
Residents in Gaza City complain of fewer services. Rami Nasser is a father of five children from the Al Tufah neighborhood east of Gaza City.
The municipal cleaning crews come over to the neighborhood every 3 or 4 days. In between those days, garbage piles up in front of our home.
At the Megazi refugee camp's municipality in central Gaza Strip, Mayor Mohammed Al-Najjar told RFI that over the past few years, the municipality had to hire a few horse carriages to help remove garbage along with the Sol garbage truck. Over the past couple of months, Al-Najjar's staff of 44 have received 50% of their salaries. Gaza-based environmental expert Hassan Al-Suradi warns of some consequences on public health due to the pumping of untreated wastewater into Gaza Sea.
Gaza's shores are already polluted, mainly owing to the disposal of wastewater into the sea. Gaza itself is a 42-kilometer-long coastal enclave, and its coast is a key tourist resort for residents. Once the wastewater is pumped untreated off the coast, it will affect mainly children after having been absorbed through their mouths, ears and skin into their bodies while swimming. Children are the most vulnerable to some allergies owing to a weak immune system.
For the past 10 months, the Gaza Strip has been facing a deepening economic crisis. The Palestinian Authority has cut off 30% of monthly salaries received by many thousands of Gaza-based employees on its payroll and reduced funding for fuel supplies to run Gaza's Sol power plant. For RFI, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.